I have never seen a seagull take fill from a baby's mouth in my life until today.
You mean you just saw a seagull steal a baby sandwich?
Out of the mouth and the hand.
Out of his hand.
A baby's really take a bite and the seagull just ring.
Circled him, looked at him and came back down and took it from him.
Took the sambo. What was it, a cheese and ham?
Oh, I don't know what it was, but it must be spicy.
It must be nice for the seagull to eat it.
I've done everything you can imagine.
Everything.
Every f***ing goddamn mother. Thing in the world.
You've done it all.
I've done it all.
I'm from Cork and I know a fella who never left Cork.
He's never left Cork?
Never left her, no.
Never left her.
No, never left her.
Always stayed in Cork.
Always stayed in Cork. He loves Cork, the rebel county.
And he won't come to Dublin or perhaps even try out London.
He won't come out of Cork. He won't leave it.
I've never watched television.
You've never watched TV?
Never watched television. I've read my family and all without TV.
So no TV?
No TV, no radio.
So just the newspaper?
No newspapers. I just have it on my phone and I use everything on the apps. Anything that I'd want to see, I'd look at that.
Did you ever have a TV?
Never.
Never?
I got presents of them and gave them to charity.
So you just didn't want a TV in your life?
No.
Why not?
Because I think when you think of cultural identity, and I think that it informs. When I looked at and I heard people discussing a programme called Friends,
that
I would
sitcom.
Yeah, and what I would see is that people start to mimic that behaviour and normalise it, and it's completely abnormal. Now you have in our culture, in our society, a whole load of people who have never had a permanent relationship, who don't do commitment, who are very single, and I deal with them now as a therapist. They're sort of in their late 30s and they're saying, what do we do wrong?
So you're a therapist. And you're finding perhaps people were influenced by soap operas and they thought, well, you know,
I think popular
culture does influence. I can two-time someone and I can have an affair and that's okay.
Anything goes, but you can see that in a sense it pushes those types of social agendas and normalises them. And I think that the earlier they do that, the less the mind is going to question it. So I think the thing you need to do most is, if you bring your children to a movie, get them to question, is that racist? Is that sexist? What do you think of that? So to pose questions so that you get a young mind thinking about things from a very early age. For instance, when one of my daughters was going to make a Holy Communion, she was deciding whether to do it in a very Catholic school. And when she looked at what they were saying, she said, in a sense, do you not think the God that you sell is a cannibalist? Eat my body and drink my blood. The school were horrified. But you think about it on a symbolic level, that's exactly what it was saying.
So TV in your house, you've never had one, you're not going to get one.
No desire.
You don't think you've missed out on big, amazing programmes like the Great British Bake Off, or perhaps you missed out on the big rugby win against New Zealand
never
for the first time on Irish soil?
Sport in my life, I think it's absolutely dodo brains. It's real Holocene gene. That this primitive need to get together and see other people, bashing other people up. So if you think about it, it's really a Colosseum gene, where they go to see a slaughter, in a sense.
So you've never seen sport?
Never. I hate it.
My father-in-law has never been on a plane, doesn't want to go on one.
Yeah.
Have you been on a plane?
I have, yeah.
Where did it go to?
Canada. Terrified.
You didn't like it?
No, not at all. No.
But terrified. You had to go to Canada?
Yeah, I had to go to see my brother.
He wouldn't come and see you?
Well, he did, yeah, but he was very sick in the end, so we had to go over to him. He died over there.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So I was just terrified all the way over and all the way back.
I've never been on the radio.
You've never been on the radio
before?
Never
been on the radio, no.
This is your first time?
First time.
And how does it feel?
All right, not too bad.
So just like we're having a chat?
Yep, having a chat.
And you're from Liverpool, and the Liverpudlians love to chat.
They do. About anything and everything.
So you've never picked up the phone and rang Radio City?
No, you can never get through.
Yeah, I've never seen Jurassic Park, just never got around to watching it, never took the time to do it.
Never seen it?
Nope.
Do you think you've missed out?
A little bit, yeah. Never rode a bicycle properly.
You've never ridden a bicycle properly? What do you mean?
Not without stabilisers.
Really?
Really.
And we've got lots of bicycles here in Dublin. You could get a free bicycle and cycle around in the Dublin bike scheme with Just Eat. No?
I may have to get someone to teach me then.
And what happened? You just didn't get past the stabilisers?
Just didn't get past it, no. Fell off a few times, didn't get back up.
I've never seen Sesame Street. I've never seen Transformers. My mum wouldn't let me watch it because she thought it was too American and crass. What have you never done?
I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
I've never seen Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. You've never seen Dirty Dancing?
No, I haven't.
And I was late to it too. I carried a watermelon. Does that mean anything to you?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. No.
People are going to hate this, but I have actually never watched the Harry Potter movies either. Oh,
I
haven't
seen the exact same thing.
I
don't like them. They look scary.
But how do you know you don't like them? You've never seen them.
I just don't like the appearance they give off.
I've never seen Star Wars before.
I've never seen Star Wars either.
You've never seen Star Wars?
No. Maybe it's just you don't want to. I don't know. You don't have the desire.
Yeah, it's not the time, really. It's a long movie. Yeah.
So Star Wars is not your thing?
No, it's not
like
my thing.
Sci-fi and, you know.
No, not at all.
Spaceships and shooting each other.
Never seen Star Trek either, so.
I don't think you're missing out there.
No, I'm not.
And I know a lot of Trekkies out there will be very offended.
They would be.
I've left Ireland, yeah. Went to Denmark.
You went to Denmark?
Yeah, played football for the Homeless World Cup, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And was that the first time you left Ireland?
That was the first time I left Ireland. It was the last, yeah. I haven't been out since.
So look at you. You go from Ireland to a beautiful Scandinavian country.
Yeah, and it was in summertime
all the ugliness
as well.
In between.
I never climbed the mountain.
You never climbed the mountain?
A mountain.
A mountain. Any mountain.
Never.
Anything at
no.
all? Nothing.
A ladder, maybe. That's about as far as I go.
So you never, perhaps...
Yeah, Helford Club. I went up that.
You went up there, but you never went, for example, up Glen Shee or Glencoe in Scotland, or
no,
or you never went up a mountain in Switzerland or anything like that.
No one's interested in that like that.
Star Trek, any movies like that? I only really watch all the Disneys with my child, seeing all the Rockies.
And I haven't seen Rocky. Is that bad? Am I missing out?
Yeah, good movies.
But I do know the Adrian.
Jumped out of a helicopter.
You've never jumped out of a helicopter?
No,
have
never
you been
jumped
in a helicopter?
Out of a helicopter? No.
Do you want to go on one?
Yeah.
And then jump out of it?
Yeah.
And what have you never done?
Skydiving.
You've never skydived?
She no. never had sex on a beach?
No.
Yeah.
Is there anything you've never done?
Listen to 106 Talk FM. I've listened to 106 Sunshine.
So you like a bit of sunshine?
Yeah.
Did you ever come across us by accident? And then go back to a little bit more Lighthouse Family?
No, I'd rather listen to music than talk now, to be fair. You know what I mean?
Cause so you've never listened to News Talk?
No, never.
I've never been interviewed on radio before.
Never?
No, never. First time.
Surely someone has come up to you and asked you to give your view about world affairs?
No, no, absolutely no. They just, nobody values my opinion, actually.
Well, we value your opinion.
Well, that's really good to hear.
I've never seen Frozen. I feel like I just need to let it go and see it.
So you get the references anyway?
I do. I think it's just because of all of our friends, children, they see it, they love it. And because we don't have any kids, I don't think it's just ever been a particular interest so far.
And the cold never bothered you anyway?
No, this is comfortable.
I've never driven a car.
Hang on, you've never driven a car?
No.
How'd you get
around? I have no license. We live in a city where we take cabs, Ubers, public transportation.
And which city do you live in?
Boston.
So you've never had to learn to drive?
No, never.
And do you think you miss out at all?
No.
And you're probably right, because people who do learn to drive, I was very late. I was 27 when I passed my test. I managed to get away with it for years. But then I had to learn. I was forced to learn.
Yeah.
And I find my life now just stuck in massive traffic jams.
Yeah. Don't need a car.
Long journeys.
Get along, walking, public transportation, Ubers now, so it's easy.
I've never learned to roller skate.
You've never roller skated, let alone rollerblade?
No, no, never. I've never been to China.
You've never been to China?
To Asia. I've never been to
You've
Asia.
You've never been to Asia?
I have Thailand.
Oh, you have been?
I've never been to Vegas. I'd like to go to Vegas.
You've never been to Vegas?
No.
And I have, and all I can say is, I was a bit disappointed.
Overrated, okay.
You know, it was organised fun. I like organised
Never
chaos.
Done a bungee jump.
You've never,
never
done a bungee?
No.
I've done a bungee, didn't like it, thought I was going to die, but
okay.
I lived.
Yeah. One more thing, I gave you my charger in Gdansk in 2012. I was working in the Fan Embassy.
You gave me?
A lot of my phone charger.
Personally?
Yes, you did give it back to me.
And I didn't give it back.
You did give it back to me.
I did give it back.
You did,
that
of course.
Happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, well, thank you for lending that to me in Gdansk.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
During Euro 2012
in Poland.
I
remember it well, yes.
The glory days of
It was a great
soccer,
week.
Even though we lost every game.
Yeah, it was a great week. Shit week of football, but it was a great week of drinking.
I've never done a bungee jump.
Are you planning to?
I'd like to do it in the future, yeah.
I've never been on the Lewis.
So you've never been on Dublin's tram system?
No.
Never?
I decided to walk instead.
I've never been to America.
Never been to America.
Never?
Never.
Do you want to go?
Yeah, I'd love to, sometime in the future.